That's pretty healthy. No burning issue, meaning you live in a peaceful world. It's up to you. There's no standard. Like, you really think it's some issue I need to address, then you can address. But we're talking about classroom, right, as the teachers. But I know some of you are parents as well, so you probably have a dual roles. So sometimes your issue and question will be cross, you know, one another, like your projection and also your teaching. So sometimes you really hard to understand which one is your is true, like teaching style. But this moment, we probably can only address about the demonstration on class in the classroom as a teacher. So I would be very sorry if you are asking as a parent's perspective, okay? Because I probably cannot solve your issue at this moment. So this is the half an hour we're gonna spend together, okay? So no burning issue, or later, it's okay. So we talk about demonstration. I really want to empower our teachers today to stand firm and talk with the parents. I don't know if you have encountered any issues by those parents, you know, approach you and give you some hard time or burdens or questions, and then you think, wow, I don't know how to handle it. That's very good. So we can have fun. We can have fun. So no parents. So we'll probably address a little bit about media, because today's topic is about media. So media, when we talk about how to use and how long we're going to use the media, we really need to address this issue in our activity session during class. So E1 class and K class, is it? K class, we don't encourage using media. Okay, we don't encourage. So it depends on how your personal lifestyle of using your internet or using media. But when we address in the classroom, I will address that it's too early for kids using all the technology and using those media stuff. Now, the question comes in. The parents probably will approach you, says, why you say that? Because my kids already using all those things, those you know, technology stuff. So you will say, this is called demonstration. This is not what you say usually, but you need to learn to say, it's a script. To approach back to the parents says that, this is what I learned, and this is how I learned. So I just want to share with you, it's too early. That's it. That's called drawing a boundary line. You don't care their burden, because later, if using too much media, they will come back to you, how come my kids don't listen to me? Okay? And how come my kids are disobedient? And how come, a lot of questions come to you, and then you always, teachers sometimes think, this is my problem too. And I want to empower you, this is not your problem. You need to draw a line and between parents and teacher. And then you need to take care of your own emotion. So you draw a line. I learned so much. I learned a little. I just want to share with you. So you can blame on today's training and workshop, which day, and October 20-something. You say, October 20-something, I went to the church, received a training, and then I really want to share with you what I learned from the training. And the training says that it's too early to use the media. And the parents say, no, you don't understand my family. You know, his dad is like this, and then I'm so busy, you don't... And then be calm, teachers. This is called demonstration, called you can counseling to the parents. Be calm, like me, be calm. And then open your eyes widely. Stretch your eyeball as much as you can. And then say, wow. Okay, this is number two strategy. Wow. Wow. Means you don't criticize and that you don't agree, but you don't know what, you just wow. So wow is pretty neutral. And then when you wow, and then the whole atmosphere of conversation will hold there, freezing a little bit. 10, and then you stand there, be calm. This is challenging your self-worth. If you really want to come out the answers, you just lose. You need to practice with your coworker, role play, go home and go to class to play. And then the parents will think, I addressed my issue, you just say, wow. And then they just don't know how to connect and then how to continue the conversation, because they already assume you will say, oh really, oh that's, we can do this, and then they can continue to say, no, you don't understand. Okay, nowadays parents are pretty knowledgeable and pretty capable. Okay, I used a good two words. So they think they're something and you're nothing. So they want to lecture you. So you just standing there, wow. And then next moment they will say, don't you know? And then you need to address back that, I really don't know. This is all strategy, okay? Come on, this is called script. And this is something we don't usually practice to talk to people, human beings. But once you talking about counseling approach, I share with you the demonstration. This is something you really can do. And then this is something to ease your burden, because parents will chase after you if you answer any question. Okay? Because kindergarten is their baby. They haven't gone through life trials. They didn't know at all about teenager. It's their baby. How come I talk about my baby and then you think you have no responsibility? Okay? This is their mindset. So they, when they come to you, every single little detail, it's a burning issue. If the kids today just, they think it's something wrong. So they will come to you, says, is my kid okay in the classroom today? And then you will say, I don't know. Okay? Try to learn that. I don't know. You don't need to jump in the conversation right away because it's beyond your ability. So next moment, when the parents will address that, oh, 昨天,今天,今天, and then 然后天天天, and then when you hear about 天天天, and then next moment, and you just say, wow. Okay, do you learn that? Very easy. I teach you some technique of counseling. Very easy. So, wow. And then if they say, my kid said last week, did you say it's too early using media? And you say, this is something you knew, right? This is something new. Then you need to admit, don't lie. You say, yeah, October 27th. I went to a training, and the training I learned a lot. And this is something I learned, I want to share with you. Okay, I know already. It's too early to use, right? You say, yes. But don't you know? I don't know. This is how you end your conversation. Because the parents will run and run and run and don't let you go. But if you answer, you will stay there another hour. But if you just say, wow, I don't know, this is something I want to share, and I learned so much, I just learned a little bit, so I will share with you. And they will say, okay, I want to go home. So end conversation. This is case number one. Is okay to you? Case number one. Case number two, if the parents come to your class, say, hey, I think you are not fair to my child, not fair, because my kid come home and says that he's a bit upset, and then upset about, you know, it's not fair, okay, not fair. And then what do you address? You say, oh, I really want to learn the issue from you. Just give me 1 second to grab your notebook and grab a pen. This gesture is pretty skillful. You don't just grab from your pocket, okay? You need to pause the conversation. So, 1 second, I really want to know, because this is something different from media. So I really don't know. Come back, come. Okay, what's number one issue? And now the parents diminish their emotion 50%. So the parents won't adjust too much because this is something between husband and wife issue. But they project to kids. You really don't know. If you don't go and grab your pen and your notebook, you probably will just handle the kids feeling upset last week. And it's endless conversation because the things behind the scene is my husband's issue. Be aware of that. And you cannot deal about husband and wife, okay? Okay? Don't try too much, okay? So this is called boundary, and this is called taking care of my own emotion as a teacher. You need to be responsible for your own self, okay? I cannot help you. If you really want to cross the line to involve parents' family lifestyle, that's your problem. Don't come back to me. You see my boundary? It's clear, very clear. And then now I'm talking about how do you deal with the parents? How do you talk to the parents? So the boundary issue also clear. We do demonstration. This is something probably you don't practice all the time. Now you practice case number one. Case number two, the parent says something and then you come. Number one, and then if they really tell you something, you really write down, okay? Don't pretend, don't lie. You really write down. But let me tell you, before you write down, the issue become less and less, lesser and lesser, because you write down. Can you imagine where your notebook going to? But you didn't address that issue, right? You didn't say, I'm going to tell pastor. You just write down. You just write down. And when you write down, you show your courtesy and your politeness and your love. You really want to learn. So after write down probably two or three points, and then you really look at it. You don't listen. You don't look at them. You just look at it. I think these three issues, I will learn more. I will probably next year. It's true. Probably next year, when I learn this, I can share a bit with you. I can share. But usually, they don't tell me. Believe it or not, try. When you go and come back, they disappear. They just go home. Because they don't want to waste time on you. Because you are nothing. Nowadays, parents see you as nothing. Okay? So when they address, it's address emotion. Emotion you can only handle, wow, wow, that's it. You don't need to do so much, okay? So this is case number two, okay? Running and grab and ride, okay? Case number one is what? This is what I learned from October 27th, and this is so much and little bit I learned I want to share with you. It's too early to use internet, media, I don't know, but this is what I learned. This is how I answer the parents. 真的, I really answer them in this way. So now I tell you all the technique. You know who I am. Next time you want to come to me, remember, I all use all these things. Okay? Then you will say, oh, it's all pretending. Case number three. It's in our classroom. E1 and K, the students really need to know black and white. It's very different from J2 class. So they really need to know when is the line, and when is the time and then the limit. So tell them in your classroom, be bold. Tell them, internet, computer, iPad, it's too early for you. You know, be firm and clear. It's too early for you. It's only for those people, kids, who are 12 years old. Just tell them. And then they will say, oh, my parents gave me an iPad. You are very good. Go home, tell your daddy and mommy it's too early for me. Okay, can you do that? Can you do that? Go home and tell them. You are the teacher. You need to teach them and tell them it's too early. And what do you mean by too early? It's like this. My son, go and play iPad. I have something else to do. And then you need to say, no, 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 it's too early for me. Can you do that? This is the demonstration. In my classroom, I really demonstrate to my students. Says that, okay, now your turn, you demonstrate. I'm the daddy. Go. Don't you have iPad? You don't talk too much. Go, use your iPad, okay? I have something, I have a phone call. Your turn. It's too early for me, okay? So today when you go home, if you say too early for me one time, you just draw a Mickey Mouse on this paper one time, one Mickey Mouse. If you say two times in this way, draw two. So next week, bring to classroom to share with us how many Mickey Mouse did you draw? And then let's compete. Whose Mickey Mouse have more Mickey Mouse in this week? Then they will compete. The more Mickey Mouse, okay? So one Mickey Mouse is, no, it's too early for me. So they need to address the issue too, and then they need to know black and white. It's too early, it's very too early. I'm so sorry to tell you, but it's too early because the study already shown that the attention problem is a real issue in the later day of in the school learning. Nowadays, a lot of hyper kids, it's not because of genetic, because you are not hyper. Do you see that? Unless you are hyper, you hide. I don't know your gene, but look like you're pretty dumb. And but your kids is like crazy smart and hyper, and it's not from you. It's from media. It's from media. Because the path of the media nowadays is so fast and so colorful. It's called overstimulation. They overstimulate their eyesight, the visual, and then they become so quick thinker. It's a fast pass brain wave. It's horrible and it's terrible because it will make them crazy one day. Don't you think about this way? They will be crazy. What do you mean by crazy? Crazy. It's really a mental issue. Either depression or schizophrenia or bipolar or abstractive. You know, some OCD is also is this. So it's all fast-paced, running brain wave. So it's too early for them. Of course, I know it's easier for them to shut down and then to be quiet. But quiet time need to have a parental guidance and sitting with them. It's not you do your own stuff, I do my own stuff, and then that's called parental guidance. No, you spend time. No, you are not parents. No, I'm just telling you, parents need to do that. But at the same time, parents will come back to you, their own issue. It's none of your business, trust me. You can only do so little, but address black and white. It's too early. Because today, the theme is media, right? It's too early for this group. That's why we separate group. Because just now, we cannot hold them back. J2 class, if you tell them it's not, don't use internet, you're going to kill them, right? Right. So that's why we separate in groups. So this group, teacher, come on, be bold. Tell them it's too early and use a method to address this to Mickey Mouse, drawing Mickey Mouse, and then compete with the Mickey Mouse every time, every week. Probably using these 3 months, like one season, the all value goes in their brain. But if you only address this one time, believe it or not, they are pretty forgetful because they are so hyper. Nowadays, kids have bad memory. You don't need to live until 70 years old. Nowadays, 7-year-old kids have a bad memory. For those who have a good memory, beware of that. They probably have some other issues. So believe it or not, as a teacher only, okay, don't talk about parents. As a teacher, address this in the classroom. That's called case number 3. Are you okay with that? Try, okay? Using different ways to approach media issue. Don't just, you know, talk. don't talk. You just, you need to have a Mickey Mouse, you need to have a role play. Your turn, you say, okay, you need to do that for this age students. Case number four. You okay with that? Case number four. Demonstration. If the parents come to you and then says that, because of your teaching, my child don't listen to me.
Wow.
Very good. You know, click in. Very good. It's not your business. Because the children don't listen to the parents, it's their family issue. It's not your issue. Okay? You only spend 1 and 2 hours in a whole week. How can you influence them? You can do nothing, but you really can do something because your class is so fun. Because of fun, they remember every word. If your student don't remember every word, it's because it's not fun. Okay? Can you measure your own teaching? If your student just... Okay. They don't remember anything. But if your student just... Ow! She do that! Oh, ow! Ye! Oh! Okay? They remember every word you say in the classroom. So, you know, think about different way nowadays, okay? It's not the previous old generation, like you speak and they listen, they learn a lot. No, it's opposite. It's totally opposite. If they sit there and quiet, they don't learn anything. If they talk, they learn, okay? So, if the parents address it, you very good, wow. And then again, I will also be humble, pretending. But you are really humble, I cannot, you know, condemn, but it's your cultivation. But if you're not that humble, but you need to learn and pretend for a while, after 3 months, you will be very humble. So, you need to.
I'm dry.
And then notebook, and says, wow, I didn't know your kids don't listen to you and only listen to me. I really want to learn. When you repeat the sentence, you already answer the question. Do you see that? Hey, teacher, how come after your teaching, my child don't pay obedience to me and listen to your words? Don't be afraid. Just say, wow, I didn't know. Repeating, I didn't know your child don't listen to you, but only listen to me. That's something I want to learn. Question number one. Number one is what? No, I just want to tell you, they just don't listen. Okay, yeah, number one. All technique. You try to restructure their brain transmission. As a parent, they're pretty hyper as well. You want to them to settle down their emotion by using this technique. Grab no, repeating, and repeat number one. Like, come on, your point, come on. You don't just talk about something abstract. I'm not God, okay? This is in your heart, you don't think. This is called self-strengthen. I'm not God, I cannot understand what your point, and listen to what? If you ask him to kill somebody, of course they will rebel, right? I mean, they are right, you are wrong, right? So, listen, so number one. Oh, no, nothing? Thank you for conclusion. Thank you for coming and letting me know the issues. But media is too early for me. This is October 27th. Address. Don't think people are listening. You need to repeat 3 times of the same sentence in order to entering their brain's value part. Because nowadays the brain is too fragile and too vulnerable to observe all the good value. It's too busy lifestyle. So even parents are the same. Even you are the same. I'm the same. So let's hold a little bit back, you know, calm down and settle down a little bit back and help the parent to really think about the issue before they talk. you need to do this. But you don't teach them. You use the skill to guide them. If they don't want to be led by you, it's okay. You're nobody. Just say bye, Ping An. Ping An. That your kids are so cute. Okay? Remember, your conclusion sentence, because they're baby. They're baby. It's not baby, it's a baby. It's a honey and baby. So you really need to tell them your kids are so good in the classroom and the, you know, so cute. You know, really, this is called love. Because they're so cute. Okay, so case number three. Anything?
Would you address those issues in the same manner that the parent was talking to you over the phone? Because they wouldn't be able to visually see you run. So use your voice.
Thank you very much. Nowadays, use the phone. And then I would say, can you hold on a second? I want to grab my pen. and my notebook, my paper. And then they ask why. And I said, because I need to really learn from you. And I will forget what you said. I really want to learn from you. You know, you put this heart of attitude. Thank you. Over the phone. Mm-hmm. So just hold and then just grab.
I think that with technology these days,
they can see you.
And how people are so busy, not like Skype, but they would email you instead.
Oh, email you.
So, I mean, that's...
Very good. Case number four.
Five.
If they email you, I don't know how you handle. For me, I talk to person. I will say, thank you for your email, and let me think about it. And then that's set a time to meet. If they say, I don't have time, then you don't need to address. It's their kids. They don't have time. Come on. Why you? So I will set a meeting. I will say, thank you for your email. It's a very good issue, suggestion. I really want to learn from you. That's set a time. I don't have time. I just want to use email. I want to see you. I want to see you. And if they say, no, I can only use email, you just say, I will say, thank you very much. I will keep you in my prayer. Period. That's it. You don't need to argue with them. But in your heart, it's your child. It's not my child. Come on. Pay your responsibility. You deliver so many kids. Sorry, it's your responsibility to raise up your own kids. It's not me. Come on. Why you blame on me? That's the mentality, but use it in a nice way. Is it okay for you? I'm pretty bad. I can sense your feeling. I'm pretty bad. I admit I'm pretty bad. I have no love. I ask more love and more wisdom, because I will always think everyone of our family in the church has a one being assigned by God to approach. May not be me or you. That's my belief. That's why Jesus Christ will really assign those family to us. Do you see the differences? This is something we really need to clarify. So, when I pray to God, in front of God, I really pour out my life and dedication. I ask God, I am nobody. I cannot handle your children and trust in my hand. I cannot handle those family whom I don't know. So God, I really need to have wisdom. So, when you deal with parents, email, face-to-face, if you nothing coming out from your brain, that means this is not your problem. Do you see that? But if when you approach email and face-to-face, something coming to your brain, that's wisdom from above. You need to follow up. And this is called in-depth counseling. So, did I draw a line clear? Stage one counseling is like this, we discuss. Take care of yourself. Stage two, three, in-depth counseling. we really need to learn more about it before you approach a family, or else you've been ruined. You're gonna mess the whole family, okay? Because you have your own projection, your issue. Come on, we're still learning, we are pretty young, and we have our own issue, okay? Marriage issue, family issue, career issue, church issue. We also have a lot of feeling. Come on, when you listen to so much about others' problem, you will cross, and then you cannot tell which problem is which and whose problem is whose. Okay? You're going to ruin the person's faith. So think about that. So this is another part. So first part, we learn a little bit. We are nobody. We pray to God, dedicate to God. But two parents, draw a line. But to God, dedicate your life. Okay? It's very different mentality. You cannot use the same thing. And when God really grant you love and wisdom, when the parents come, any single word come in your mouth, it works. Because God walked in front of you. That's a miracle. And that's the called church counseling. Or else, you thought you're somebody, you're sitting there and then count. You can try. Nothing. Useless. Because this house, there's a God in it. It's a master. Okay? So we all their children. But we just so happen to take care of some little lamb. Little lamb? That's it. That's it. Take care of yourself, okay? Come on, 加油, bye bye. I probably didn't really cover up your if you were thinking, but within short 30 minutes, I just demonstrate several possibility cases in my thought, in my imagination. Okay, thank you very much. And then we will go back to pray together later. So you have 5 minutes break to go to washroom, whatever, then have a prayer session at the end. Hopefully today is fruitful to everyone, and at least have a brainstorming, and then we will see you next training. Okay, let's pray in silence.